एस बी एस रेडियो पर मैं हूँ आपके साथ अनीता बरार, और आइए आज मुलाकात करते हैं रामनाथ अय्यर और गोपीनाथ अय्यर जी से, यानी अय्यर ब्रदर्स के साथ में। उन्होंने मेलबर्न में अपनी प्रस्तुति बहुत बार दी है, और वो मेलबर्न रिसाइटल सेंटर, विक्टोरियन आर्ट सेंटर और सिडनी ओपरा हाउस में प्रस्तुति हो चुकी है, और भारत चेन्नई में एक वार्षिक उत्सव होता है जिसके वो नियमित रूप से कलाकार हैं। तो आइए आज उनसे हम मुलाकात भी करते हैं, और हाँ, साथ में आपको ये भी बताती चलूँ कि वो भारत में ऑल इंडिया रेडियो और दूरदर्शन पर एक ग्रेट आर्टिस्ट हैं, और यहाँ पर उनको विक्टोरियन सरकार से सम्मानित भी किया गया है। रामनाथ अय्यर जी और गोपीनाथ अय्यर जी, आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है यहाँ पर। नमस्कार।
नमस्कार, थैंक यू।
आप एक ऐसे वाद्य को बजाते हैं जो वैदिक सभ्यता में से मौजूद है, तो मैं आपसे ये जानना चाहती हूँ कि इस वाद्य की तरफ आप आकर्षित कैसे हुए थे? इट्स योर 50 years ऑफ जर्नी, सो आई एम वेरी कीन टू नो दैट हाउ दिस स्टार्ट।
It started, I would say, not by more a
blessing.
It's a coincidence, I would say. In 1973, yeah. We shifted our home from one suburb in Chennai, or Madras, used to be called Madras, yeah, to another suburb. And then one fine day, we started hearing this beautiful lilting music from our neighbor's home. And then we realized it's a veena. Yeah. And there's a teacher living next door. And then because we were so taken by the sound of the veena, we started learning from her.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, sure, it started. Yeah, and we didn't plan for it, just it came into our lives.
Yeah. And as I understand, it's an important component of Carnatic music also. And the veena which we hear in Carnatic music, it's called Saraswati veena?
That's correct. Yeah.
But veena is also in North Hindustani classical music.
Yes.
That one is,
yeah,
a different veena.
If you look at the Indian text, veena is a very ancient instrument. Mm-hmm. There are lots of different types of veena that's been there for centuries. The North Indian veena you mentioned is one form, one called Rudra veena. The South Indian veena is called Saraswati veena. This current form came about in the
400 years ago.
This was formulated mm-hmm. by the court musicians of Tanjore, the king in Tanjore, exactly a Maratha king in Tanjore in Tamil Nadu.
Ji.
That's when the instrument came into being. So but the instrument was, yeah, being used as the basis for deriving the notes and the grammar of Carnatic music quite a lot.
So even the ancient texts refer to the veena as a reference point for inventing ragas and writing grammar of the music.
Uh-huh.
So because of the pitch accuracy, and yeah, it's scientifically, yeah, there.
Mm. Though it looks different, but there are a lot of similarities,
of course,
also.
Yeah, yeah.
So if in a simple terms, what's the difference between veena and sitar?
Sitar is from a sound point of view,
yeah,
sitar is tuned one octave higher than the veena.
Uh-huh.
And it's got mobile frets. The veena has got fixed frets.
Mm-hmm.
So because we play a lot more ragas in a concert, and each raga requires different notes, the frets are fixed, so we can just move our hand to do that. In the sitar, there are less number of frets, so they pick two or three ragas for a concert, and then, mm-hmm, in between those ragas, they move the frets because they're connected through a thread. So that's a major difference in the structure.
Oh,
and
okay,
then the number of strings in sitar, they've got what they call chikri strings, which gives a sympathetic vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And they use the right hand to play those. In the, mm-hmm, veena, there are only 7 strings. 4 are the main playing strings, and then there are 3 auxiliary strings which we do with a little thing, wow, at the side. The main strings are on the top. So basically that, and then from a material construction point of view, the sitar, the bigger pot or gourd, is actually made of gourd, the vegetable gourd. It, mm-hmm, is dried and then hollowed, mm-hmm, out, and that's done.
Mm-hmm.
And then the neck, wooden neck, is attached to it. Whereas the veena is made out of jackfruit tree wood.
Ji.
which has got the best acoustics. So it's veena is heavier. That's it.
So having said that, the difference is there, but the similarity is played. They played similar. The right hand uses the pluck, and the left hand is to pull the strings and play, just like in sitar. Just wanted to point out that.
But when you are playing veena, you have to sit cross-legged, not like the sitar where you can sit.
Because veena is a heavier instrument, it needs a balance on both
sides. So you need the balance out there. Yeah. Is there anything else which artists must follow playing veena?
It's a different method of playing. So. And the music is different. So one has to learn those things.
And just before you mentioned the concerts and performances, so I'm curious to know that what you keep in mind when you are performing for a concert?
One thing we always want to convey to our audience is the core essence of our music, the Carnatic music. So that's our foremost. So wherever we go, wherever we perform, Australia or India or US or wherever, even if there's one person in the audience who knows this music, so we can't, you know, we have to make sure it's honest. So that's our first priority. Then we want to enjoy ourselves when we play. So that's, and then the audience then get the enjoyment as well. When we enjoy and playing, we give the best, and then they start enjoying.
Of course. You talk about enjoyment, then of course you must be having some of your favorite ragas also, or ragam, I should say.
Yeah, so we're going to play one of our favorites.
No, I would like to know that which one is that?
It's more than one, because every raga is beautiful, right?
Yes,
so we do have the major ragas that we elaborate quite a lot in concerts. Ragas, to name a few: Kalyani, Shankarabharanam, Thodi, Bhairavi, Karaharapriya, like five major ones. But we do love a lot of ragas. In fact, one of the favorites that we're going to play is called Hindolam, which is also equivalent in Hindustani classical, is Malkhans. It's the same rag. So this is one of our favorite ones.
What is the specific mood of that rag?
Meditative.
And is there any particular time it should be played?
In Carnatic music, there's no time constraint for ragas. We can play any raga at any time. Although I think in ancient days it was there, but nowadays it's not followed. But in Hindustani music, strictly
there
follow that.
Like that. So we started talking about ragas and your personal favorite. So how about if you just give us some...
We'll play a short composition on, because we're playing Saraswati Veena. This song is actually on Goddess Saraswati by one of our very reputed 18th century composer, Muthuswami Dikshita, in the raga Hindolam or Malkhans.
The raga is the five note scale, Sagama Dhanisa Sanida Magasa. The composition is in Sanskrit.
Thank you. Wow, such an experience it is. Thank you for coming over here, bringing your veenas and giving us an opportunity to feel that this closely. I sincerely wish you all the best, more success, more music from your end.
Thank you. Thank you. Dhanyavaad to your listeners.